In this season of Easter, we celebrate great things. One last Sunday was First Holy Communion. How many here celebrated, received their First Holy Communion? Any young people who were here? A few of you, I see. This week, Wednesday evening at 7 p.m., there will be another group of young people, a little bit older than the first communicants, who will receive the sacrament of confirmation. Anyone here planning to receive confirmation? Okay. All right, you're the only one I see. I am going to ask you, can you help me for just a couple minutes? Come forward, Maverick. Sit, and this is not a test. But you're going to help us to understand something from today's gospel. All right? What is this that I'm holding in my hand? A $20 bill. All right? I'm going to do a couple things to it, and you can answer these questions. Can I still buy something with this? Yes, okay. I'm going to do something else to it. Can I still buy something with this piece of rolled up dirty money? Yes, you're exactly right. And I'm going to tell a little bit of a connection to the gospel today. For your help today, I'm going to give you this, and you are free to buy some baked goods or
so, the point that I was trying to make is that the $20 bill still has value. It has its worth. Even though it was crumpled, even though it was stepped on and became dirty, it is worth $20. And many times in our lives, we may feel crumpled, ground into the dirt, worthless by some of the decisions that we make and the circumstances that we encounter in life. We feel as though we are worthless. But no matter what has happened to us, however, we never lose our value in the eyes of God. The worth of our lives comes not in what we do or who we are, but our value comes from Him to whom we belong. We are special, and we have a great example of this in the gospel by someone who made a big mistake. And as we look at the gospel passage from John today, there are important symbols that we need to highlight. Jesus is on the side of the on the shore of the Sea of Tiberias, also called the Sea of Galilee, and he's cooking fish on a charcoal fire. When did we see a charcoal fire? It was in the courtyard of the high priest, and it is the place where Peter denied Jesus three times. We hear this passage every Good Friday. So the last time when Jesus was alive, before his crucifixion, he would have seen and heard this denial, and especially realized that at the Last Supper, Peter declared that he himself was willing to die for the Lord because he loved him more than any of the other disciples. But he failed miserably. So the first question that Jesus asks is, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Instead of denying Jesus, Peter declares his love for the Lord. And in turn, Jesus commissions him, feed my lambs. And in this beautiful symbolic passage, Jesus not only undoes Peter's threefold denial from the past, he indicates his primacy over the other disciples. The second commission, when Peter affirms his love for the Lord, is, "Tend my sheep." A better translation is, "Shepherd my sheep." What exactly does that mean? Is Jesus giving him, Peter, great power and authority? Well, not exactly in the terms of our human lives, but Christ-like leadership looks a certain way. It looks like martyrdom, the ability to lay down one's life out of love for the flock. So there's symbolic language once again when Jesus tells Peter, "When you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." And the scripture says, he said this signifying by what kind of death he, Peter, would glorify God. History tells us that Peter indeed followed the Lord in a like death. He was crucified in Rome and chose not to be glorified in the same way, but tradition tells us he was crucified upside down. So his death indeed glorified God because he stayed faithful to Christ for the rest of his life after this encounter. So one lesson of today's gospel tells us how Jesus chose the repentant Peter to be the leader of his church, even though Peter had sinned greatly by denying him three times. We might call it the spiritual resurrection of Peter after his humiliating spiritual death by his denials. Christ always sees our true value and never leaves us in misery. As it was for Peter, it's the same for you and for me.